Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes, please. Welcome to Festivus Friday. The phone number 913-586-7798. Scott taking a day off to relax and do whatever Scott does on his day off. Watch Top Gun, is my guess.
Over and over again.
We'll be back on Monday, but we thank you today for joining us for Festivus Friday. By the way, brought to you by Greenway Ford in Raytown. It is a new day, a new way at Greenway Ford. The lines are open. We have one available. We only have one Sam. You can text us your grievance at 913-586-7798. Sam, you are the only one with me today. Do you have an honorary first grievance?
I do. It's not really anything major, and I don't know if my grievance is with myself or my family, but all my life we went camping a lot or went to the lake, and we were always down around the Eureka Springs area, and I had never been to Eureka Springs. I went last weekend. I went and camping down there, and we were 20 minutes from the city of it itself, and so we went multiple times. It is an amazing city. Go check it out.
All right. I love that. It is time for the airing of the grievances. All right, come on in. You know the rules. It's been 11 years. We're not repeating them. 913-586-7798. It is time to kick off Festivus Friday to launch you into what I hope is an amazing weekend with you and your family. You can text Sam, 913-586-7798, if you want to text in your grievance. We will start first in, first up with Belinda in Overland Park. Welcome on in, Belinda.
Hello.
Hi.
My radio's not too loud, is it?
You are just fine.
Okay. So my grievance is with the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
I'm a healthcare worker, and when I turned 65, I was working part-time, and it was right when the pandemic hit. And our President of the United States asked us healthcare workers to please come back to work and work full-time, over 80 hours a week, to help out with the pandemic. And so, of course, being healthcare workers, we did that. And so at the end, so then a year and a half later, I get letters in the mail from the Social Security office telling me that I owe them $14,400 and some odd because I made too much money.
Oh, no.
Yes, because I made too much money. And so now I, for the last 3 years, I haven't gotten one single Social Security check. And I've had to pay back over $28,000. I still owe $14,000 and something because they won't give me my Social Security because I make too much money.
Okay, so Belinda, real quick, because we got to get to some other callers, but you were already drawing Social Security, so you went over the mandatory minimums, and now they're making you pay it back.
Yes, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of healthcare workers out there that are just like me that are in the same situation. And I think it's just terrible that we worked and slaved all that time, and now they're expecting us to pay that money back. They won't give us a waiver. They won't adjust it. They won't do anything.
Man, you know what, Belinda? I am sorry that that has happened to you, and I'm making a note to maybe bring this back as a topic on Monday because I bet you there are a whole lot of healthcare workers that were retired and drawing Social Security. It doesn't take a lot of money to get over the minimum where they're going to start dinging you in penalties. And so thank you for the topic idea, but I am sorry that that has happened to you. 913-586-7798. Let's go to JJ in Parkville. Hi, JJ.
Hello. And big fan of the show. So my grievance this week is that I've been listening to the radio a lot this week, and every single time I turn on the radio just to have a nice little listen, and it was always an ad. And I could always tell it was the beginning of the ad because it was always 5 or 6 minutes before the show actually came back on.
JJ, your grievance is in. It has been heard. I cannot challenge. I will not challenge.
We have one from the text line, 4553. My grievance is, why did they change the small cups at my favorite convenience store? They used to be tall and skinny. Now they're short and fat. They don't fit in my cup holder, and it makes me cranky.
Ooh. I will tell you this. I don't have a single complaint about my new car, except that if I was designing that car, I would have made the cup holders a little bit bigger. That's a very specific taste.
It is.
For every car owner.
Now, you can get like the little
extender thing.
Implant thing. Yes. That has the bigger bowl on top.
Never thought about that, but yes.
Holder implants.
Let's go to Kevin in Olathe. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, the commercial on your station that talks about how it's so easy you can do it in your underwear. Well, that tune is so catchy that I'll find myself singing that, just doing everyday things like, I'll be mowing the grass. I'm like, mowing the grass, so easy I can do it in my underwear. But I'll probably get arrested. And I just make tunes up like that all day long.
Yeah. Kevin, I am a fan of the commercial jingle. You know that from time to time. I will bring back one from the 80s or late
70s. What was the most recent one that you kept
singing? Oh, my
gosh.
Well, I'm a woman. Ajali. The perfume one from like 1979, which was horribly misogynistic. Remember the woman was singing about bringing home the bacon and frying it up in a pan and then like being there for her man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's not go back to those years, please. But yeah, thank you for the grievance and for the laugh. Let's go to Gary in San Antonio. Hey, Gary, what are you doing in Texas?
Hey, I used to live in Kansas City. I moved down to Texas to get in the oil field.
Ah.
So my errands and agreements is with four-wheelers or cars. I'm speeding up to get on the highway and go in front of the truck. I'm 83 feet long.
Yeah.
We're trained a little different. Before we even come to a ramp, we've already looking at the ramp. I can see you wanting on. I'm adjusting my speed. I can slow down a lot faster than I can speed up.
Sure.
And it's a limited amount of space. And now, okay, you're on the shoulder. I'm trying to let you in, and it just turns into a bottleneck. And it's annoying. Speed up, please. For the love of God, speed up. Get in front of me.
You know, I think people feel bad, like, I'm really not going around you to be a jerk, but you're saying you would prefer we go around you.
Yeah, because I see you on the ramp. We look before the bridge, before the ramp.
Yeah.
We look for cars. We're trained a little different. It's kind of like, you know, you want to figure out what a car is doing. You don't look at the driver. You look at the front tires.
Hey, I love that call, Gary, and thank you for the tip. Because I never know what to do, especially if we're, like, kind of racing. Like, I see you there and you see me there. Am I supposed to slow up? Am I supposed to slow down? Like, I don't know what to do.
And nobody ever does the right thing.
And no one ever does the right thing. 913-586-7798. You can text that grievance into Sam. Festivus Friday, brought to you by Greenway Ford in Raytown. We're back with much more straight ahead. All right, welcome on back. To Dana and Parks and the airing of the grievances. It is Festivus Friday. Who's up next? The number 913-586-7798. Sam, you got one on the text line?
Just real quick, actually. We were talking about the jingles that you have been hooked on lately, and I was trying to get it pulled up in time, but I could not. The most recent one that you were hooked on was the Tupperware lady.
Oh, no, don't do this to me. Had the freshest ideas for locking in freshness.
Yep, I actually found it.
No,
so,
here
you go.
Thanks for that. That's great. For locking in freshness. That's great. That is just great.
Try getting that one out of your head.
3 weeks out of my head before that goes away. Let's go to Bob in Olathe. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is people who are supposed to be professional and paid for their vocabulary mispronounce things. The newsman the other day said something about the Royal Gorge or Royal George in Colorado.
Oh, they said George instead
of
Gorge?
Royal Gorge, they said Royal George.
Okay. Is it possible that it was just like a flub of the tongue because that's spelled so weird?
Well, I don't know. I hear things like the patio and so forth. Quite a bit.
But Bob, I will not challenge your grievance. I didn't hear it. But as someone who read a teleprompter for 17 years, I can assure you I had those moments. We all do.
Oh, yeah, but Royal George, I mean,
I didn't know how to say fjord before I went to Alaska.
I mean, I understand that, but yeah, if you're talking about a story from Colorado and like, the prompter says Royal Gorge, you know that it says gorge.
Unless a producer spelled it George.
Well, that's true.
I'm not challenging. I'm just saying it's been known to happen. 913-586-7798. Steve in Lacine. Boy, you guys have had some news lately. Welcome on in, Steve. Go ahead.
I've actually got a clarification on the when they pull back your benefits for Social Security before your full retirement age, you get that money back once you do reach the full retirement age. They'll adjust your benefit amount.
So I did not ask her age, but here's what I know, Steve. The rules are very confusing, can be very complicated, and it is up to you to know the rules. I do know that. And I'm not like victim blaming her at all. Those are the three things I know about Social Security.
Very few people know that, but she will get the money back.
I hope that you are right, and I have no reason to doubt you, Steve. Probably, you know, call an attorney or someone who works in that kind of thing. Because, you know, at the Social Security Administration, they cannot give you advice. They can tell you what your monthly is.
Right.
That's it.
From the text line, my grievance is expired temp tags. When are they actually going to start cracking down on this? Some are 6 months old or older. Man, you haven't seen the old ones because I've seen some that are like two years old.
Way longer than that.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is the ones where you could tell it was intentionally rubbed off because the rest of the numbers are perfectly clear, except for the very last one. 2020, what?
You know, I went to the very last day on my temp tag before I got my new, you know,
like temp tag.
My new temp tag, most expensive piece of paper I have ever purchased in my entire life. Because in Missouri, I don't know if they don't allow it or I just didn't know, they don't roll those taxes in the way they always did when I bought in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fun little bill that I paid on Monday, but I am now up to date on the day that it was due. Who's up next? Let's go to Joe in Montgomery, Alabama. Joe, what? All these people are calling from out of state. What are you doing in Alabama?
Dan, I lived in Lenexa for 22 years.
Oh, good. Well, welcome back.
And I've been in Alabama for the last two, listening to you guys every day religiously.
Oh, good.
And my son still lives in Kansas City, so shout out to my son, Jason.
Aw.
Yeah.
All right, so what is your grievance, Joe?
My grievance is with you, Dana, about you saying that you don't have Hulu and you're not going to get Hulu. When how did you watch the last two seasons of Murders in the Building if you didn't have Hulu?
Ooh, that is a good question. Let me ask you, is it possible that Hulu runs through one of the other subscription services we have?
That's what I'm thinking. It's possible. Disney owns Hulu, so who knows?
Joe, the answer to that is I have no idea.
And do you know season three has Paul Rudd and Meryl Streep in it?
Oh, my gosh. I did see Meryl Streep. I did not know about Paul Rudd. But for anyone listening who's like, what did he just say? Only Murders in the Building. One of the funniest shows I have seen in years with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And if that sounds like an odd trio, I thought the same thing. It works. God, it is funny. And sort of sometimes like drama. It's like a dramedy. Does that make sense?
Great, great grievance from the text line. It is the cell phone app review question. My grievance is that any app that I get on my cell phone anymore asks me, are you enjoying the app? And if you tap no, it wants you to give them an answer about why you're not enjoying the app. But if you tap yes, it wants to know more. It's going to lead me to just delete the app.
That is a great one.
I hate those.
There's some, though, that will give you the option of saying not now. And I always say not now.
Right. But if I like the app, I'll keep using the app. Yeah. That's how you'll know.
Like, here's the other deal. Sam, I'm happy to give the 5 stars, but don't take me into another window where I've got to explain
Please
why I like
these
it.
5 questions.
No.
Strongly agree to strongly disagree.
No, I don't know, and no, I don't have time to do that. Let's go to Steve in Leavenworth. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Hi. Good. Go ahead.
Couple grievances. When you pull up to a stoplight, you got that big white line that you're supposed to stop at. A car in that spot is what triggers that light to change. Well, then you have a car that stops a car and a half length behind that line. So the light never triggers. Second is when you're in a 2-lane road, 1 lane in each direction, with no one around you, a car will pull out in front of you only to stop and turn in 2 blocks in front of you.
Yep.
Drives me crazy.
You know what, Steve? The one about the light trigger thing is interesting. Have you ever been at a light and you're the first one and it just won't flip over? And so you do that thing where you roll forward a little bit and then you roll back. And you roll forward and you roll back. I have had that happen more times lately. I don't know why. And then you've got to wait and wait and wait for someone else to come along in the opposing lanes for it to trip and allow you to go.
Yeah, there's several down Independence Avenue that are really bad, really bad.
Well, it's a great grievance, and we've all been there. Where you're like, is the light going to change?
And then you run
Ever?
It?
No, you, I try not to do that. I like
wink, wink.
Roll up. Roll back, roll up, roll
there
back.
There is some law about that, though, whereas if the sensor is faulty and you wait, I don't even know what the time frame is, so
I think
I'm not going to throw it out there.
I think that is an old wives' tale that you could still be pulled over even if you said, Officer, I've been sitting here for 1 hour and 20 minutes waiting for this light to, which
well, to
I would
fair,
never do.
If you've been sitting there that long, the odds that there's an officer nearby is pretty low. text line's on fire today, by the way. This grievance is about numbers on houses and not being visible. They say Overland Park needs an ordinance for this because when they are delivering at night, it's impossible to find the address.
Yep. And that then you
also,
know, with the GPS, it'll go, you have arrived. Well,
right.
Which one is it? The one on the left, the one on the right?
But that also impacts ambulances, fire trucks, police officers. If the delivery driver can't find your house, they can't either.
Amen. 913-586-7798. More of your grievances straight ahead. Stick with us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Dan and Parks program. Samuel Stevie on the other side of the glass. He is monitoring the text line on this Festivus Friday. I was trying to think, do I really have a grievance? I'm going to save it. 913-586-7798. Next in, David in Overland Park. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I wasn't sure if it was the right David because I was waiting for that ding. Anyway.
no, go ahead.
I was, and maybe I misunderstood, you know, the how the conversation went, and I was listening to the podcast. I wasn't listening to the live show. My grievance, I guess, was kind of with some of the topic was presented with when we were talking about fatness being a protected class the other day. I can think that was on Wednesday. It was Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Yes. A handful of states are ruling and have ruled they are going to add weight and height to the list of protected classes. Yes, and employment and that kind of stuff. But go ahead.
Right. And so I guess, you know, and I, in case anybody's curious, I am overweight, as are many Americans.
Yeah.
I do, and maybe that was why my ears were a little perked to some of the things. Like, I just wish when we talked about weight that we kind of avoid certain tropes like, you know, it's a choice that somebody's overweight. I didn't choose to be this weight. I got to this weight for a number of reasons. It's not easy to lose weight. I'll rephrase that. It is easy to lose weight initially, and then it becomes much harder to keep it off. If it's easy to lose weight, there wouldn't be a $1 billion diet industry.
Sure.
There wouldn't be prescription drugs to lose weight. It would be as simple as tying the shoe.
And David, real quick, Scott is not here today, and I would have to go back and listen or ask you to go back and listen to the podcast. And it's possible someone wrote in or called in and said this is a choice, because I know there are people who feel that way. I vehemently disagree with that.
There was a topic of, being overweight is like a religion, you know, in sense of it's something you choose and it's something like that.
Yes.
I think was one of the things.
And I remember Scott giving that analogy, but I know if he was sitting right here, he would say he no longer believes it is just choice. The studies bear that out.
Yeah. And again, like I said, I mean, and so I guess, and then also just some of the tropes of, again, my interpretation, but there were talks of people, someone who's overweight may not care about their appearance as much. We still care about at least I do.
Yeah.
Care about my appearance. I have to be mindful. There are certain shirts that I know I can't wear because it's not going to, certain sports teams, I don't wear their shirts for whatever reason because they're cut differently. And again, I'm not. And we all, like I said, we live in a society where it's a lot easier to be overweight than it was ever before because of the food we eat, because of the fact that we drive everywhere. And so, I don't know, maybe it was me being oversensitive, and I'm not doing this to deny, but I guess it was just kind of an interpretation of how the discussion
went. David, I love the call, and I love the honesty. I would urge you to go back and listen, because I do specifically remember citing the studies that show discrimination in employment based on weight. And I don't want anyone to think that we were somehow saying we agreed with that. Pardon me. But the studies bear it out in overwhelming percentages. When you ask hiring managers, are you more likely to hire someone who is overweight? The overwhelming majority said no. If all things are equal, they would be more likely to hire the more fit candidate. And we did cite many of those studies. That did not mean we were agreeing with those studies. Let's go to Allie in Overland Park. Hey, Allie.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
My grievance has to do with grammar. The use of the word I'S as a possessive. And it isn't a word, but I'm hearing more and more people use that. A lot of young and very educated people are using that.
Okay, Allie, I'm going to break this down for all of our listeners with your help, because it drives me crazy and everyone says it, okay? I'm going to give an example, and then I want you to frame how it is supposed to be said. I hear people say it all the time, I'S. So if I am talking about Sam and me and something we are jointly doing or jointly own, people will say Sam and I's car, Sam and I's house, Sam and I's. I's is not a word. So tell people what you are supposed to say.
Sam and my.
It is Sam's and my. For everyone listening, I's is not a word. Everyone says it. When you are talking about jointly owning or doing something, or like my house, like people will say Chris and I's house instead of Chris's and my house.
Yes. Thank you for validating that.
Oh, man, Allie, I cannot thank you enough for that grievance, because I do hear, it's not young people, by the way, I hear a ton of people use the word eyes.
Well, and that compound structuring is confusing
for
a lot of people.
It's just the possessive goes first, Sam's and my laptop. Sam's and my chair, not Sam and I's.
In some cases it's flipped.
It's hard to get used to saying it, but once you do it correctly, you'll never go back. And then it's like, you can't stop hearing other people say eyes. And to be clear, we're not saying E-Y-E eyes, like the eyeballs in your face. It's eyes, I-S, which is a word that does not exist.
My brain hurts. What's going on?
Let's go to Drew and Olathe. That is such a good grievance, Allie. Drew, hi. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I might tack on a grievance at the end of this, a real short one. But anyway, my primary grievance is the price of these Korean drama series. Do you mind if I give a ballpark of what some of these cost?
Of what series? Go ahead.
Korean drama series on Blu-ray. Do you mind if I ballpark what some of these cost?
Go ahead.
$300, $400.
Oh.
For the one show.
To purchase them?
For the season, for the complete season, the complete show. They want over $300 or $400.
For Korean dramas. And is there an enormous, I'm just asking here, Drew, I have no idea, demand for Korean drama box sets?
I think considering the fact there's other places to get them further south than Korea, yes, there is. I don't know if there's something going on with pocketing money or they're just oblivious to this. They could easily put it on 4 or 5 discs, and the video quality would be the same.
Right.
They put these on 12 discs.
Yeah, they should be more efficient, Drew. I will give you that with the boxing of your Korean drama set prices. I will say this about Drew. He will call in every time with a grievance I have never thought about or never heard in my entire life. Doesn't mean it's not legit.
They are aggressively original.
They are aggressively original when Drew calls in with his grievance. I did not know Korean box drama sets were $400. And now I do.
Also, someone on the text line must have voiced to texted Sam and Eyes because it says Sam and Eyes, like the fish and eyeballs.
No. Let me use another word. Dan's and my. Because you're right. When I say Sam's and I, it sounds like salmon.
Sam and eyes.
Eyes. That's not what we were saying. Let's go to Karen in Lecompton. Hi, Karen.
Well, hi there. As someone who'd never heard of Festivus Friday before today, coming across it on my radio.
Oh, wow.
My grievance would be that you didn't go over the rules.
Karen from Lecompton, where have you been, first of all?
I listened before, but never on a Friday at that time, I guess.
Okay. So for 11 years, we do Festivus Friday, Karen. The airing of the grievances promptly at 5 o'clock every single Friday for 11 years.
And you got to slow down a little bit on the phone number for first-time listeners.
Okay. That is, Karen, I appreciate it. Let me tell you the rules.
Tell me the rules.
Originally, the rules were there is no touching of the hair or face.
Okay.
The host cannot challenge your grievance.
Okay.
We can only accept it. It is your grievance and move forward into the weekend. And finally, you cannot name people by name or companies that cannot defend themselves because we don't want to get in legal trouble.
That all seems really fair. Are those possibly listed on a website somewhere? We get to call in?
Karen, we have been doing this for so many years. I'm not sure the rules are listed on any website. I mean, there's no touching of the hair or face.
Well, yeah. I mean, duh.
We can't challenge a grievance as the host of your program. Scott will be back on Monday, by the way, Karen.
No cursing.
You can't drop like an S-bomb or an F-bomb. That's kind of a universal radio rule, not just on Festivus. And you can't call out a company or a private citizen. Public figures, all day long. Those are the rules. I love this next grievance from Dustin calling from Grain Valley. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yes, Dana.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, and I meant to call in last Friday, but we were at the zoo and I totally forgot. You had a story about 3 weeks ago now about the postmaster stealing gift cards in Poplar Bluff.
Yes.
And I moved up this way in 2012, and it irks my soul and just like nails on a chalkboard when I hear people pronounce my hometown as Popular Bluff. And ever since then, I told my wife, I was like, I'm calling in on Festivus. As soon as I think about it, I'm going to get it in. And I had to do that because it took my mother-in-law 4 years of me being married before she corrected how she said it.
Dustin,
so I just had to call that in.
I am so thankful. We are getting such corrective behavior from our great listeners today. You are absolutely right. It is Poplar Bluff. It is not Popular, just as it is Arkansas City, which should be pronounced Arkansas, but is not. That's something I can't fix. 913-586-7798. More of your grievances as we wrap up Festivus Friday straight ahead. Stick with us. We are going to try to get in as many people as we can till we get to the top of the hour. We have a very, very full board, and for that we are thankful. Here on Festivus Friday, you can text Sam your grievance. That might be easier at this point. 913-586-7798.
Good run on the text line. Real quick, this is another delivery driver with a grievance. They say, I work for a company that rhymes with Bamazon, and customers in apartments have decorations covering their door number. That dumb decoration just makes your crappy apartment look less crappy.
Okay. Let's go to Ashley in North Kansas City. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, guys. My grievance is that for the past 3 weeks, the major thoroughfare that I live on in the Northland has been grated up. So it's gotten worse and worse and worse. It's been horrible on our cars. This is the main route that fire trucks and ambulances take to get to Worlds of Fun.
Oh.
It's about a 3-mile stretch that runs out to 435. It's been horrible. I called the city. I tweeted the mayor. Done everything I can, and now it seems like everybody's about to get up in arms in it, so I can just shut up.
You know, Ashley, it's good, and I think, thank you for the grievance. You've done everything you can do to get it fixed. Good luck. Let's go to Karen in Lenexa. We have a lot of Karens listening today. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Dana. I didn't think I was going to have a grievance until I got in my car, and I'm calling about not this Karen calling, but the last Karen calling.
Wait. We have one Karen calling whose grievance is with the other Karen.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
Holy crap on a cracker. We owe you an apology. I want to get my name changed. I don't even have words. I only heard part of it, but I didn't even need to hear all of it. So I am so sorry on behalf of all the other Karens that are decent human beings in the world. We apologize.
Karen,
and we love you.
Bless your heart. I love you back. I have so many friends now who are named Karen. I mean, we've got a Karen up in the Northland. We've got Long Island Karen.
We've got the other Long Island
we've
Karen.
We've got the other Long Island Karen. And then we have Karen in Lenexa who just called. And then we have new Karen who just called and said she didn't know the rules because she just started listening for the first time. I don't think she's a Karen. I was not offended by that at all. I honestly had to really think back and remember the rules because it's been so long before we went over them because we've been doing this for so long. Look, we're lucky and happy to have all of the Karens on board. I mean it.
We're a Karen fan.
All of you. I love all the Karens. Let's go to Dan in Blue Springs. Hey, Dan.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. So good.
Good. I'm calling about a word that we use all too much. It's impact, impacted, or impactful. I've been in the medical profession for a good many years, and if someone came in impacted, it was not a good thing, generally. So now on the news, it doesn't matter what station, you know, you're impacted if you do this, you're impacted if you do that, you know, on your 435 westbound, there's a wreck. Avoid that or you will be impacted. Major Miles just did a great job. He did not use any of those terms.
Dan,
so hats off to him.
We have so many great grammatical grievances today. Impacted, if you're talking about wisdom teeth, would be one of the top reasons you would use that word. But I hear it a lot with respect to auto, not just with people driving around and wrecks and this is who's going to be impacted, but also like recalls, like, you know, only models 2014 to 2018 are impacted.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point as well.
Dan, that is a great grievance and thank you for it. It was impactful.
Nice.
Sorry. I'm
very
just
nice.
Saying that.
Was it effective?
Very
or
effective.
Impactful.
Very effective. Let's go to Dave in Olathe. Hi, Dave.
Hey. So I'm glad they're redoing a lot of the interstates, getting them smoothed out, getting rid of the potholes. But, oh, my God, the overpasses and bridges. I don't think they've repaired any of those in the last 20 years. You know, you're going nice and smooth on the highway. Then you either hit a bridge scene that takes you out of your seat.
Yep.
Or so full of holes, you're like all the way across.
Dave, how did that go again? Dave, it is a great grievance. I don't know why when they do the highways, they don't also do the bridges with the highway. Maybe the bridges aren't as
structurally sound. I mean, they are.
I was going to say impacted.
No, I think they're more impacted.
Oh, man, I think we only have time for one more. Let's go to Taylor in Kansas City. Taylor, wrap us up.
Hi. First-time caller here. I just wanted to say my grievance is with the keyboard warriors on social media, and that people forget if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't have to say anything at all. So if you see something on Facebook you don't like, it's so easy to just scroll up and keep going on about your day.
Yeah, because Taylor, when you get in a fight with strangers online, it always changes their mind.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like everybody's opinion is always right in that comment section, and you don't have to sit there and try and ruin somebody's day. You just keep scrolling and go on about your day.
You know, I remember the time where the newspapers and, you know, other major media places would post a story and then allow people to comment. They started out with a comment section. You remember that? And it got so bad. I mean, bad. When I say bad, I mean language you cannot use.
Oh, yeah.
Racism, anti-Semitism, misogyny. Like, so bad, the newspapers shut it down. And it didn't take long, trust me, for them to say, we are clearly a population of people in America that cannot handle public comment when it comes to really any news article. It could have been a news article about bird migration.
Right.
And you would see some of the most ridiculous...
Well, birds aren't real, so...
Comments. Well, yeah, that would be one of them.
Continuing the theme of correcting people, we do have an explanation on the text line about why bridges don't get redone with highways.
Wait on
and
me.
It has to do with weight ratings on the bridge. So
got
they
it.
Can't just put a bunch of extra asphalt on there.
Sure.
Because it'll collapse.
All right, I am so sorry there are so many of you still on hold that we could not get to everyone today, but I promise you, we will be back next Friday for the airing of the grievances. I am Dana. Sam Stevie, finest man in America, is on the other side of the glass today. Scott Parks will be back with me in studio on Monday. Have a safe, amazing weekend. If you are traveling to the lake, please be careful. Watch out for those potholes and watch out for the other people around you. We'll see you back here next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.